Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're also celebrating the 21st anniversary of Gerald Celente's membership as an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't have done without him all these years. Trendsresearch.com, right, Gerald?
Yes, yes.
So check it out.
That's a long time ago, huh?
I know.
God, 21 years.
We were babies back in those days, weren't we, Gerald?
Yeah.
But
I had my hair wasn't all gray.
Me either. So it's good to have you. It's good to have you here, Gerald. Thanks again for everything you've done. So, folks, don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Gerald's still here. He's got more to talk to us about. More reality check with Gerald. Oil and gold. You're tying those two together. Tell us about it.
Yes, because I was talking about, they keep saying that the markets are going up and down because of the fears of trade wars. If trade wars were really, really that important, and they're really going to have a big impact, you would see gold prices going much higher.
You're right about that.
Gold prices are stuck. They haven't moved at all. They're in the 1280 range, a little below.
But does that tell you that gold is more sensitive to inflation than they are trade?
Gold's sensitive to a strong dollar. And right now we have a stronger dollar because all the other currencies are so weak because of the problems that they're having. So that's what gold is really reliant on. But gold is a safe haven asset. So if there was really a trade war fear, you would see gold prices going up. And the other one to watch are oil prices. Mm-hmm. And oil right now is around the $70 a barrel for Brent crude. We believe that oil is going to stay above $70 to $80 a barrel. I'm mentioning oil because we're going into the driving.
Why is it going to be at that level?
Oh, because of what the Trump administration is doing with the sanctions on Iran,
right?
With the sanctions on Venezuela,
it's cutting the supply, and therefore the prices are going up.
Exactly, and also thanks to the war from our Nobel, as I call a piece of crap prize winner, Barack Obama, what he did to Libya, destroying that country.
Right.
So their production's way down.
And Venezuela's in the basket case.
Yeah, and again, the sanctions that the administration's putting on them, they can't sell the stuff.
And the U.S. and Trump can't get the Saudis to pump more.
No, the Saudis are, I know people in the business some of the top people.
Right.
The Saudis are really limited in how much more they can produce and how quick they can do it.
They may have already had peak oil over there. That's another thing to think about. Go ahead. Finish.
And then the other thing that's going on now is that the major Russian pipeline going into Europe has been contaminated.
Wow.
And, yeah.
What? With what?
And so that's going to Well, with the oil that they were putting in, they didn't clean it before they put it in, and it's very so it's really clogging up the whole system.
Wow, that's a mess.
Yeah, and it's a big one because it may take several months to clean it out.
Hmm.
So anyway, so I'm going back to oil because the more money that goes into the gas tank, the less that's going to go into the cash registers for retail and restaurants.
Yeah.
So the higher oil, now let's go one more.
That's hurting small business budgets, I can tell you that.
Now, go on more. All of the ratcheting up of the war talk with Iran, and now we sent the naval fleet over there to the Straits of Hormuz. If war breaks out in any level with Iran, you're going to see oil prices. I said we're putting the peak right now.
$150 a barrel overnight almost.
Well, over 100.
Yeah.
If oil goes over 100, kiss the global economy and the equity markets goodbye. And then you're going to see gold prices spike. So that's what we're watching very close.
I will tell you, though, Gerald, when it will not be good for the economy. But one thing we've learned in the last 20 years, the United States marketplace isn't propelled by crude oil like it was 40, 50 years ago.
The marketplace.
Yeah.
But But again, it's the global price going up. And then you look at, you see.
Oh, it's not good. It wouldn't be good if it went over 100. That's right.
No, and we, now remember I said the dollar's strong, right? That means other currencies are going down. What is oil based on?
So
petrodollars.
Yep.
So the weaker their currencies go, the higher oil prices go. That's why you're going to see a global crash.
Right. That's an important thing to point out, folks. So track these things. Hey, Jared, when you come back, I want to talk about the implications of cryptocurrencies on the dollar. Can we do that next time?
Oh, I'd love to.
Think about that. Hey, Jared, thanks for being here. Good job as always. And come back soon.
And thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you, and happy anniversary to you. Jared Salente, ladies and gentlemen, we always have fun and get smarter when he joins us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.